Anywhere the Alaska Board of Fisheries meets, there is always a certain amount of frustration among some of those who testify because their years of experience, sometimes over many generations, doesn't seem to carry much weight in management decisions, which tend to be driven by data. In Sitka, this is particularly acute around herring season, where subsistence harvesters have noted drastic declines in the abundance of the species over many decades, while 40-odd years of data collection by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game suggests everything is okay. This is Coho Clan leader and tribal elder Herman Davis testifying before the Board of Fish in Sitka in 2015.
I wonder if all the scientists that are here can figure out what's going to happen when the herring is gone.
Skipper Science was created for exactly this purpose. Developed by the Aleut community of St. Paul Island, it's a way for Alaska's harvesters and managers to at least speak the same language.
How do we take what has historically been called anecdotal and create something, some structure around it, the rigorous, you know, scientific repeatability.
Lauren Devine is the director of ecosystem conservation for the Aleut community of St. Paul, the tribal government of St. Paul Island in the Bering Sea. Devine and a team of collaborators have built the Skipper Science app in an attempt to elevate the hundreds, thousands of informal yet meaningful environmental observations by fishermen and others into hard numbers that can be brought to the Board of Fish or to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council or to any of the agencies that make decisions more on numbers than on impressions. Scaled up over many, many harvesters, the observations of someone like Herman Davis can carry the weight of scientific data.
This is the way that an Indigenous person takes on life and living and engaging in traditional harvests and relationships with the ecosystem. It is very non-quantitative, and so we're very far behind the times, really. But yet there's no weight that's historically been given and the respect given to the more social science, non-Western scientific side of things. And so we're really working to shift that paradigm.
Devine and the Aleut community of St. Paul are not new to this. About 15 years ago, the tribal government established the Indigenous Sentinels Network to monitor changes in animal populations and the environment in the Bering Sea. They've since developed a half dozen apps and utilities, one of which is called Citizen Science. Skipper Science is built on the Citizen Science platform, but the goal is to make it coast-wide, from the Beaufort to Baja, as Devine says. To extend their reach, the Aleut community of St. Paul needed a partner.
So my name's Lindsay Bloom, and I'm based out of Juneau, Alaska, and I do work for a nonprofit organization called Salmon State.
Lindsay Bloom works within Salmon State's Salmon Habitat Information Program, or SHIP, a coastwide advocacy organization. Salmon State and the Aleut community of St. Paul have similar goals, quantifying informal observation.
To help bring fishermen's voices and perspectives and knowledge, information to the table when it comes to decision making at the state or federal level.
Bloom and her husband are drift gill netters. She's been using the beta version of Skipper Science. The way she explains it, the app takes something that in the past might have just been a few minutes of dock talk after a fishing trip and compiles it into a database.
It could be a marine mammal sighting. It could be a change in water temperature that's unusual. It could be algae blooms. There's many, many sort of categories of data. You'll just pull up your app. You'll hit a button that says record an observation. For my phone, in my case, it actually just loads in my GPS coordinates right then and there. And I can describe what I'm seeing and how it's different from what I've seen in the past and perhaps take a picture and upload that as well and send it in.
The Skipper Science app works anywhere, whether or not it's connected to the internet. Observations will be cached until users are back in range. Individual observations are also private and password protected, so users can go back in and review past observations. The overall data set, however, is the property of what Lauren Devine is calling the Skipper Science community. Devine and other researchers will compile it and prepare reports as needed based on the information. The app is free. Devine has considered the possibility that it will gain traction and explode into an enormous amount of work. She says she'd welcome that event.
That would be such a dream of mine. This is honestly such an untapped area of really rich information that could totally change the way, you know, that we approach fisheries management, from subsistence to personal use to recreational to commercial, and it has such amazing potential.
The Skipper Science app is available for download beginning Friday, June 18th for both iPhone and Android. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.